It's all connected.
April 19, 2021. Now, I don't know if you're, I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Sir.
There you go. All right. I don't know if you know Sir or not, but April 19th and April 20th are both big false flag days historically for the United States. Mm. There's been a lot of false flag events happening on these days, so keep your eyes peeled for things that may not initially appear to be false flags, but will turn out to be as such.
You mean the news? I thought every day was big day on the news.
No, the false
flags. Lies and squabbling. And
but they pull off big events like Waco on these days, you know?
As opposed to the small-time trickery and fuckery, huh?
Fuckery, yes, so much fuckery. Yes. anyway, today's show, episode 37 of It's All Connected, is called The Truth Will Not Be Tolerated. Now, I could have given
will
it...
Will it be accepted, though?
No, certainly not. No. Well, it'll be accepted by a few, but those people are outcasts.
People, the outlaws?
Outlaws, outcasts, yeah. All those
You know what they say about those people, Griffin?
The non-compliant bastards.
Oh, no, the odd people.
Yeah.
Fear of compliance.
I could have went with something like, only the state's truth is the truth.
Well, then you just know it's bound to be violent, since, you know,
right.
Everything that comes out of state is violent.
And the reason this came to mind for me today is yesterday, Hal Anthony, he does the show Behind the Woodshed right here on RLM. Uh-huh. And anyway, he posted up his stuff yesterday. And I immediately get a message from YouTube that his video has been pulled for what now? Medical misinformation.
Oh.
Meaning that his...
They like to fuck around with hell, don't they?
They do. Mm-hmm. And the reason that his information is medical misinformation is because he did not spout the Fauci line. So if you're not talking exactly like the World Health Organization, the CDC, frickin' Fauci, or any of them, then your truth is no longer truth. No matter how many facts and how much data you have to back it up, it doesn't matter, because there's only one line.
It's not commercial truth. YouTube is for commercial truth. It's a commercial platform. They are selling advertisement. It's an advertisement platform.
Well, it immediately brings me back to the book, of course, 1984, where there was the party, and whatever the party said was right, and that was the only thing that was right. It was nothing else was right. That's what we have now, the Ministry of Information or Disinformation.
Yeah, if you want to listen to those mainstream channels and you want to float on them their streams, then yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to agree with what they say, and you got to be sellable and commercial.
Right. And if you disagree, you will be blackballed and sidelined and deplatformed and anything you want. They got to shut you up. You're speaking stuff that they do not want out there. Now, it's not that they don't actually know that what you're telling is the truth. It's just not their truth.
It doesn't matter.
It's not their truth.
they're commercial. They're there for selling. You know, that's what the thing that happened to YouTube a couple of years ago is they got a new CEO, and she's from marketing.
Oh yeah.
She was only hired to do one thing, and that is to maximize their profit for as long as they're there. They know that they are a dying platform.
Well, you know, she just gave herself an award. For being the most open, honest platform around. I forget exactly what it was. Let's see, I'd find it, but. it was really weird. It was like such dystopian nonsense. Oh, here it is. YouTube CEO wins Free Expression Award. Sponsored by YouTube.
Then, of course.
Then boasts how its platform censors content creators, which is exactly what we have experienced here. So Susan Wojcicki, I don't know how to say her name, some kind of Polish name. The CEO.
Advertisement lady.
Yeah, the CEO of Google's video platform, YouTube was awarded the Freedom Forum Institute. They created that institute, by the way. Free Expression Award on Friday in a ceremony sponsored by her own company. despite YouTube's track record of censorship. The digital
award. Well, it's because she's spinning. That's all she does. She's a spinner.
Oh yeah, she's definitely.
Yeah. That's why she's hired, is to do spinning.
And boy, does she sit and spin like.
Because they know they're dying, so they're just maximizing profit before they die.
Oh, it's wild. It's crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, it is.
So it says the freedoms we have, we really can't take for granted. Wojcicki declared, adding that we really have to make sure that we're protecting them in every possible way. So apparently protecting freedom means that you will censor everybody that does not spout the official line.
They're protecting their truth, and
the freedom shall not be tolerated. Not be tolerated. And they got a picture of Obama here putting a ward around his own neck.
Because yeah, like, they started that whole fake news thing, right?
Oh, well, that's been going on.
That whole fake news thing, that was just about this,
It's been going on for a long time. I started calling them the clap long before the fake news crap came out. And the clap, if you're unfamiliar with that term, it's the corporate lame-ass propaganda. which is what all the you know, your big news stations are, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, NBC, whatever, they have all kinds of different names for them. So there's that. But again, it takes me right back to the book 1984. Here's an article from something called Spark Notes. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. These are some of their big ones that they put up there. You're connected, Flash. You just don't realize it. you're like a Lego block that can't find its mate.
hey.
Well, no, that's not kind of mate. So these words are the official slogans of the party and are inscribed in massive letters of the White Pyramid of the Ministry of Truth. As Winston observes in his book 1, chapter 1, because it is introduced so early in the novel, this creed serves as the reader's first introduction to the idea of doublethink. By weakening the independence and strength of individuals' minds and forcing them to live in a constant state of propaganda-induced fear, and boogie.
Oh, you mean like the Western and Nordic world in 2020?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the party is able to force its subjects to accept anything it decrees, even if it is entirely illogical. For instance, the Ministry of Peace is charged with waging war. The Ministry of Love is in charge of political torture. The Ministry of Truth is in charge of doctoring history books to reflect the party's ideology.
How's that? That's the same as the big three Abrahamic religions.
Well,
you got the religion of love, right?
Yeah.
The Christians, that's just, you know, preaching hate.
Right.
And then you got the religion of peace, which is Islam, which is all about war.
And killing anybody.
And then you got the religion of enlightenment, which is the Judaism. And it's all about obscurity and hidden truths and occultism.
Judaism is about enlightenment? I never heard that one. Okay.
That's the first book. It's the Torah. It's the deep knowledge
of
the Creator, right?
Awesome.
It's the people of Yahweh, right? And they're all about occultism and Kabbalah and da-da-da.
Yeah, okay. No, I didn't actually know that, so yeah. that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
I don't know. I was watching, what's his name? The big televangelist, Ken Hovind, is that his name?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't love he was preaching, I'll tell
no.
you send me more money.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I think the thing is, anyway, that it's all fine unless you just if you think exactly like they think, then all is good. But if you vary one way or another from any of their little doctrines, then there's, you know, you're messed up. There's something wrong with you, and you need to be corrected.
I go into dissonance, though, when it comes to the bigger religions, because they definitely do not, you know, act as they preach.
Oh, no, of course not. No, no. Just look at Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Boy, those people. any of them, really. Any of the big televangelists, you know. They're all huge, you know, liars, hypocrites.
Yeah. Kings in general, priests and presidents, they do not tolerate or accept any truth.
No, they do not.
Except for the might of the sword.
It's their truth. It's their truth or it's nothing.
It's the might of the sword.
Yeah, right. And you know, you remember that, of course, the Crusades that happened to force everybody to believe in a certain way, as if killing, you know, your brother or your neighbor or whoever is going to make you think the way they want you to think. You may say at that point that you're thinking the way they want you to think to you know, save your own life, but you're not actually thinking the way you want to think. Of course, you know, you take somebody like Joan of Arc, that would not submit to their lies, and they'll just burn you at the stake. You know, Joan, of course, she had a few mental issues on her own, but she definitely was not going to go down the road of agreeing and accepting.
And I'm sorry, Vinny, I meant Kenneth Copeland. You're right about the Hovind guy.
All right.
He's the Ark Builder guy, right? Ken Hovind.
He built
it. I was watching the Kenneth Copeland.
This guy built an ark?
Yeah, didn't Ken Hovind build an ark somewhere in a...
I don't know.
He did the whole ark amusement park.
Did he put two animals of all different kinds on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's an amusement park.
All right.
It's the ark.
Vinny says Copeland is a singer.
No, Copeland is a Kenneth Copeland is a televangelist, right?
I couldn't tell you.
No.
I don't know.
Right now, he's one of the clips I saw. He was praying to God to bring the vaccines and end the devil's virus.
Not realizing, of course, that the vaccines are the devil's virus. because they're not actually vaccines, but they are DNA manipulators through RNA, which I posted up an article a couple days ago about how they scientists have used RNA to inject false memories into certain creatures. So they now with this quote vaccine unquote, they could be injecting memories of how wonderful the state is into you, and how great of a person fraud she is into your brain. So.
Yeah.
Oh man, but I'm really.
You know how you fight that whole fuckery, falsery, fakery shit.
Yeah.
We also call the news and media.
Right.
You turn it off, right?
You turn it off.
And if you really want to fight it, right, then you turn it off. You walk out of your house. You get rid of your shoes and socks, and you go walk barefooted on the ground as you listen to the birds and hug a tree.
Hug a tree?
Yeah, go hug a tree.
Do you hug trees?
They were right. Yeah, of course I do.
So you are an actual, factual tree hugger.
Of course. I also sit up against trees and lean on trees.
I was watching an old episode of the X-Files yesterday or the day before, I forget. Anyway, there was these people that were these tree huggers that were what the government called eco-terrorists, right? Okay, anyway, so these loggers were up there in this old growth forest.
Eco-terroring.
Yeah, they were up there in this old growth forest area. And the loggers were cutting down trees they weren't supposed to cut down because they were over, whatever, 500 years old or something. And they cut down this one tree, and there was a certain ring, you know how the rings are inside the tree? That one ring that happened this one particular year that had these, like, microscopic bugs in it, right? And the bugs come out and they eat people. So the eco-terrorists actually saved Mulder and Scully from the evil bugs.
Oh no, from the evil tree bug.
Yeah, but because the loggers didn't care. They were just up there for profit and getting the trees and all that stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, it was kind of humorous. which, you know, most of the X-Files episodes are pretty humorous, but...
Yeah, I like the X-Files though.
Yeah, it was a great show.
it muddied the waters.
It did. Yeah, they pointed out all kinds of lies of the government, which, Chris Carter, you know, he's pretty much a genius. he was a creator of X-Files.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm just saying, that's how you counter that whole fakery fuckery. Is you go hang out in reality.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You got to ground yourself, and to ground yourself, you need to walk barefoot on the earth, on dirt, not on the concrete, not on your carpet inside your home, but out there on the actual earth, on the dirt, and you'll get a feeling, you'll get a connection,
Besides, give your spirit a break from all that violence and paranoia and
fear. All the fear mongering.
All the fear. And control. All the mind control that comes out of those fucking screens.
Because the boogeyman's out there to get you. And there's a new boogeyman all the time. Every day there's a new boogeyman.
Because I know you see all the NLP out there, Grimmy.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, every time, you know, I pull up an article or a post or whatever somewhere, depending on the source where it comes from, if it comes from the clap, it's filled with NLP. And now, I mean, there's so much of the NLP it covers every topic that you can think of out there. It's crazy, craziness.
It is.
Now, you know, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but it's going to become official. You know, the first there was global warming, which was going to destroy the Earth in 4 years or something. But that didn't happen, so they changed it to climate change. And then people...
And you remember the acid rain before that?
Oh, of course, of course. But then the climate change thing wasn't really catching on, and people were pointing out the fact that, yeah, the climate changes. It's always changed since the beginning of time. If climate stopped changing, the Earth would die. You know, the climate has to change. Then they said, all right, well, we're going to call it climate disruption because people, humans, it's all human caused, of course. There's no nature about this. The sun has no effect. It's all human based climate disruption. But now, because that didn't have a, you know, climate disruption, big deal. It'll go back to normal. It's just a disruption. So now the official term will be climate emergency.
Oh, no. Okay, I've got a question, though.
All right.
How come when a beaver built a dam, it's nature, right?
Right.
But when a human builds a dam, it's somehow not?
Well, humans are unnatural, apparently.
Apparently.
Because
I don't understand that. Aren't we, like, you know, animals from this planet?
We are.
Like the beaver?
Well, yeah. We don't have those nice tails, but yeah.
So if one beaver is a little smarter than the other beavers, does he then transcend nature and becomes artificial? What?
If he's out there for profit, if the beaver's out there.
Oh, it's the profit. If you got a commercial beaver.
Yeah, if he's out there for profit and trying to control the rest of the beaver population.
Then it's no longer nature.
Yeah, right. So Vinny's being crude. See, he says beaver is good to eat.
So I don't know what you call those, ladybugs. So when the ladybugs farm, you know, the little plant mites.
Right.
By the hundreds.
Aphids.
And they manipulate them and control them to poop little sugar water that the ladybug really like. So that's not natural?
I don't know. Ladybugs control the aphids?
Yeah, they farm them, and then they manipulate them.
Oh, I thought they just ate them. I thought the ladybugs...
No, they manipulate them to give this little sugary poop thing.
Okay, I yeah.
So how is that not their nature? Because it is.
I think it is.
It's happening on planet Earth.
But
with
you know,
the resources from planet Earth.
But you know, in the Matrix, Agent Smith, I think it was Morpheus he had in the chair there, and he was describing. It might have been Neo. Either way, he was describing to him. He said, "You know what humans are the closest relative of, or what they remind him of? A virus, because the humans act like a virus." And they'll keep on doing things, destroying their own.
That's part of that whole lie that is being told to humans about humans, that somehow we are evil and we're a virus and we're a cancer and we're just destroying everything and we're all this bad stuff. What the fuck?
Well, you know, most of us.
That's bullshit.
The average people, you and I, Flash. Moose Girl, Vinny, all
there's
those.
There's tons of species on this planet that destroy their ecosystem. It's very natural.
We don't go out and try and destroy, you know, the environment to and you know, enrich ourselves in any way. Although we may partake in some of the products produced by them evil profiteers. Which I guess keeps them going in some way or another. So even if we're not directly out there destroying the planet, well, the Flash does. Okay, he does that.
Well, then it's not humans, though, right? then it's something else. Because if the mere presence of human isn't going to destroy everything, then human isn't cancer then.
Okay. But in
greed part, might be. Greed might be.
Greed, yeah.
Yeah.
Greed, lust for power.
I just don't buy the whole humans are a horror. Yeah, humans are a part of life and a part of nature and a part of this planet. Everything here evolved together.
Sure. Right.
And if you speak about the NLP, just to, you know, we are, it's the ethos that we create, right? The stories we tell about ourselves becomes who we are, and becomes the stories we tell about ourselves that becomes who we are.
Okay.
So if we're gonna, you know, complete, if we're gonna keep repeating this story that somehow we're the root of all evil and nasty and all cancerous and we're this poison, I don't really see how that is gonna lead us to a really nice place.
Well, what will lead us to a really nice place?
A different ethos might be a starting point, because we are also very loving, creative, innovative, protective, intelligent people who have amazing powers as ourselves, as individuals, and together when we work towards something.
Right. You and I and the average people are, but those that have the reins of control, the really... rich people that are running the show from behind the scenes, which is, of course, it's not the government. The government has to follow the...
But they are the ones, those are the fuckers who are trying to tell you that you are part of the problem, that you are the cancer and poison.
Right.
And they're doing such a good job that we are repeating it.
Because they tell you that to control you.
Yes.
Right. And so, yeah.
So you keep repeating and being in that lower energy instead of actually applying yourself and our skills and abilities and capabilities into doing better.
Yes. But that's where the topic comes from. If you go out there now and try and say humans are actually good and beneficial.
I know, I get laughed at all the fucking
time.
No, I know, Grimner, I know.
See, Flash
people
is
think
Flash
I'm
is
nuts.
Flash is laughing.
People think I'm nuts, man.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Right, but now, I mean, if you try to do it on any of the social media outlets out there, you will be deplatformed.
Ridiculed.
You'll be kicked.
And ridiculed.
You'll be ridiculed by the others, the other users of whatever platform, and then the platform itself will kick your ass out of there so that you can't say it again.
Yeah, yeah.
The truth will not be tolerated.
No, no.
Maybe I should have used the word shall instead of will. One company I used to work for, they used to changed a lot of their wording from will to shall for the very reason that shall is more authoritative than will.
Yes. The little fuckery in those words.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. But it is what it is, and that's what we have to deal with.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But anyway, you're out there now. You're out there. It's springtime and Denmark, and you're out there in your bare feet and out there, you know.
The first day today, it was a connect to nature really day. Well, we had a last week too. I spent a lot of time in the garden, but today was really, you know, just the first.
Yeah, I think the ground is still a bit cold here. We had snow yesterday. And so it's, you know, it's not going to get too warm here today, but the warm is coming.
All the little plum trees and apple trees got white flowers on them now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
But you got snow.
Wow. Yeah, we had snow, so they're not really getting anything growing yet. Everything's, you know, still pretty much in that dormant stage that it goes into throughout the cold months. But it'll come. It'll come fast enough. And, you know, like around here, they always say, don't start your planting before Mother's Day, which is, that's pretty late in the season for a lot of people. A lot of people are already, you know, harvesting their first crop by Mother's Day, but not here, you know, because just the frosts will keep coming, at least through that time, if not through the beginning of, June. Sometimes in the late June, we still get a frost.
Wow.
Well, you know,
I'm going to go with a week from now. I gave myself a week to fill up the last planting beds and get really ready.
Yeah. So.
And then peas are going in the garden.
I am going to begin to start doing some stuff on stuff I could do on inside, like inside my patio. A few little things. Nothing too great. I'm not going to go with a full garden like I did a couple of years ago.
Too much work.
Well, too much work for too little product, you know. I really need to work the soil for a few years to get the soil up to spec. But I've got a nice compost heap that I can do, you know, at least like an 8x8 patch or something.
Mm. I added a lot of soil, you know.
Yeah, where'd you get
a lot
your
of plant school soil? I bought soil.
You purchased soil? Okay.
Yeah. A lot of it. For the last 3 or 4 years, I've been putting in a lot of good soil in here.
Yeah. It takes a while. It takes a while to get the soil up to par where you can actually grow some good product out there, you know, whether it's tomatoes or melons or strawberries or whatever. You know, they're not going to
I can
grow.
Only say if you have like a small patch and you have some sun hits it, do like a big pot and fill it up with just a bag of soil that is nutrient and stuff, and grow a decent tomato. It's fun.
Yeah, no, and that's where my best tomatoes grew, actually, was in I have this, I don't know how big, a damn big flower pot thing. whatever, it's large, and I had filled that, and that's where my best tomatoes grew, were in that thing.
Tomatoes are a fun process, right?
Oh, yeah,
I really enjoy
great.
The process of it. And the little work, to have a little something to do every day out in the garden, nip and tuck and weed.
But you know the bad thing about it, and I say this is a bad thing only because at the end of the growing season, when your tomatoes stop growing and you eat all the tomatoes that you've grown and you still want a tomato and you go to the store and you buy a tomato, it's like, what the hell is this? It tastes like plastic or nothing. Yeah. A lot of them they don't taste like anything. You have no flavor at all in the store-bought tomatoes.
That's like pretty much every fruit besides apple and pear in Denmark, right?
Yeah. You know, whatever, green beans or... jalapenos.
Well, if you take all other fruits in Denmark, it's all been imported here. So it's all been picked when it was when it wasn't ripe enough.
Now do they...
I don't even think I know what pineapple tastes like.
Oh. Well, we get fresh pineapple here. It's pretty good.
I'm envious of that. I don't think I've ever tasted
And coconuts. We get fresh coconuts, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Little store Moriarty Foods, you know. And we also do get some actually locally grown produce here, quite a bit of it. But there's also a lot of the imported crap.
You have like local oranges?
No.
How far away does your oranges come from?
I don't know. But we do get apples, you know. Some of the apples are local.
Apples and pears. Denmark is good for that, and plums too.
Yeah, well, you're cold up there, so.
Yeah, I know, but everything beyond and then a little berry. You know, we have a very short strawberry season. But everything beyond that, that's important. And I don't know. To me, pineapple is sour, sour and hard.
but we do have the best pinto beans in the world. And Moriarty is known as the pinto bean capital of the world.
Do you eat a lot of pinto beans, then?
I do eat a lot of pinto beans. They're very good for you. They're full of vitamins, full of fiber, They're pinto beans are one of the best foods you can eat.
Mm.
Yeah, they got all kinds of great stuff in them. But also New Mexico is known for its pecans. Not to mention its red and green chilies, but which is, you know, a big thing. The pecans, we got a lot of pecan farmers here, or I guess they call them farmers. Yeah, they grow trees. What do you call a tree person? Is that still a farmer?
Yeah. Orchard farmer or what?
Orchard person. Orchard, not orchard. Orchard.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. that danglish, you know.
Yeah. Our potatoes are good, though.
Right. Now, I wonder what would happen if you start going on to these various social media sites and saying that the primary produce and the meat that you're getting from the big companies is all bad for you and filled with bad things that will kill you. I wonder if
they say that in the news in Denmark.
Well, they don't say
that. That's mainstream. That's what they cover in mainstream.
They don't cover that here.
They cover that a lot here.
Because Big Agra is, you know, they got huge lobbyists and they're all part of the scam system. So I wonder if you go on there and you start telling, I know that you can't go on there and start saying that good, real food provides nutrition that will benefit your health. You can't say that. That's not allowed.
If I couldn't open a TV program in Denmark without somebody saying that.
Okay.
That's what we're teaching the kids and everybody here.
They have blackballed people off of, like, Twitter for saying that vitamin D, which you can get from being out there in the sun, natural vitamin D is the cure for many things, especially these viruses that they keep coming up with. So they don't want you to say anything is the cure unless the FDA has said that it's a cure. You can't cure, treat, fix, whatever. There's a whole list of terminology you're not allowed to use here in the States if it's not approved by the Ministry of Truth.
I don't know. I learned that when I was in school.
They want you to think that Captain Crunch is real food. Feed your children Captain Crunch in the morning, and then when they go to school, they'll be all hyperactive from all that sugar and starch, and they'll be all, you know, jittery and not paying attention, and then we'll give them pharmaceutical drugs to calm them down and make them act like zombies because, you know, you followed the instructions of the government and the government official line. So now your kid's acting like, well, a kid would do on a lot of sugar, so we got drugs for them. And then if those drugs aren't exactly right, we'll give them some other more drugs to get them further into the dependence of the pharmaceutical companies.
I think about 3 years ago there was an official campaign here, and a lot of my coworkers, you know, took the challenge. The challenge was a week without processed food.
Well, see, now there's a question I have there on processed food. Okay? If I pull an apple off of a tree and I wash it, is that a process? Have I just processed that apple?
No.
Is that processed food?
No. I would say processed food is where they either finish or begin the cooking process.
Okay. I've always wondered, you know, like, is a steak processed food?
That would depend, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
If it's a hamburger steak that was made from cow's feet and tail and shit like that, that was chewed between big mechanical iron teeth, in order for it to be digestible by normal people and somewhat pleasant to eat, then yeah, your steak is processed.
Okay, well, that wouldn't be a steak at that point.
Nah. They're served as hamburger steaks.
No, okay, well, right, hamburger is different than steak, though. That does go through some processing, and if it's just pure ground steak, then all you've done is grind it, right?
Yes.
So at that point, it should not be considered processed.
Processed, no.
And so a steak, just a regular old, like, T-bone, porterhouse, whatever steak, that would be not processed food?
Well, I think this campaign was about, instead of the cereal with sugar and stuff added on top of it,
right?
Eat oatmeal and add raisins, right?
But, of course, the oatmeal now, and the raisins are all covered in pesticides. Because
if you buy organic oatmeal.
Because that's the way they spray it, you know, when they're growing it.
You can't do that with organic oatmeal here.
Okay. But Quaker Oats, the big evil corporation, Quaker Oats. I mean, you could almost taste the pesticide when you eat that stuff.
That was the whole, instead of the sandwich meat, you know, make your own. That was the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just saying we get a lot of programming and has for the last 20 years about how to, you know, eat healthy and organic and we call it pigsty to table, right?
Okay.
Where you can clearly see what you're eating way from the pigsty onto your table.
Of course, you don't. I mean, you have to also, you know how those pigs were grown too, right? I mean,
yes.
if they're fed a bunch of steroids and antibiotics and other such things, then is that good?
No. A lot. See, Denmark has 10, approximately between 8 and 10 pigs per human.
Yeah.
We're like a big pig farm, right?
All right.
There's like pigs everywhere. And most of those pigs have horrible lives. They live in big concrete buildings. They never go outside.
Yeah.
But slowly, more and more of those pig farmers are doing outside piggies, right? Where they are not living in concrete, artificial with light for 12 hours a day and all that. They're, you know, slowly getting them out. Because I think Denmark has a... Because people want the organic here.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they made like a... They're moving towards 80% of all farming to be organic by 25 or something.
You know what organic farming used to be called?
Farming.
Farming?
No, I know. I didn't say that. Yeah.
But Vinny points out a good thing here. Hemp seed has a lot of nutrition. Hemp is freaking awesome for so many reasons. Not just the nutrition, but you can use it for a biofuel. You can use it for textiles. You can use it for concrete or hempcrete. But all kinds of things. I mean, there's just so many uses for hemp, and it grows like
and it cleans up the soil and the air and the water.
Yeah,
better than any other plant. There are funguses that does it better, but as a plant, it cleans up.
And it grows like a weed because it's a weed.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, there's so many things. They should be making bioplastics out of hemp. And getting rid of the I guess I'll call it fossil fuel, although not really what it is. I don't believe in oil being fossil fuel. I don't think that's what it is. I'm pretty sure that there wasn't that many dinosaurs around to produce mm-hmm. that much oil.
I know ain't there a theory that oil has nothing to do with fossil fuel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a fossil. It's not from fossils. It's not from down trees or dead dinosaurs. You're not pumping dead dinosaurs into your gas tank.
No.
Oh, well, for those of us that have vehicles, which you don't, so.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not. It's made from other stuff ground up from the center of the earth. It's not even plant material.
I
No,
know.
no. There's just consider the volume of oil that the world has used since the world started using oil, and
I'm
consider.
with Beetle. You see, I was thinking what Beetle is thinking. It's the
Yeah,
blood of the earth.
absolutely,
And
absolutely.
then we're draining it and burning it. That's not very nice.
Right. No, but it keeps producing more. It's one of those things that will, as the various inner parts of the earth grind against each other, it produces more oil. So that's why, you can go back to a well that had run dry and there'll be more oil in it. So yeah, it's but it's not from fossils, as they say. I don't even know how we go. How'd we go down that road? Anyway.
I don't know. It's fine. We were talking about the truth,
The truth,
and
right?
we are reaching some truths, right?
But yeah, and
Well, we're at least we're debunking some agreed upon truths.
I think so.
'Cause to be honest, I think there is the truth, which is what happened, right? Or what happens.
Right.
And from every second from that, you move further away from the truth. And then all you have is interpretations of what happened.
That's true.
That's the truth, man, right there.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And of course, that will not be tolerated.
Nope, that will not be tolerated. But I don't know, you can never go back to that moment that happened, though, right? So, really, in all fair, some of that means that the truth doesn't even matter, though.
Right.
In big parts.
Yeah,
What
yeah.
matters is what are you going to do with it, right? With the knowledge that you can derive from whatever happened.
Say it
So what are
again.
you going to do with
Run
that?
that past me again.
Well, so does it really matter what is truth and what is not?
Well,
It's all about what you do with the knowledge you derive from it, right?
Right, but in these days, in this common or this current world, it does matter. For example, they now they call masks racist, and they teach kids common core crap, common core math, which means you don't need the right answer, you just need to answer the way we want you to answer. So, and if you do answer correctly, then they'll mark you wrong because you didn't follow their instruction. So what are they, so yes, math is a truth, is an immutable truth. True or actual mathematics makes a difference.
But see, then it doesn't matter, though, to math. What you teach children. It matters to humans what you teach children, right? But it doesn't matter to math.
Well, math is just no, of course, nothing matters to math.
No.
I mean, math is just a not a kind of thing that something can matter to. But it matters,
Exactly.
but it matters if the outcome of your equations or problems, whatever they are incorrect if you're trying to use that to manufacture something or,
Yeah. It's what you do with the knowledge that you derive from things, though. It's our actions, how we use the knowledge that we have.
Okay, here's a thing. I just built this airplane using Common Core math. Are you gonna fly on
I don't know if it lives up to all the tests. Yeah. Then I don't
it?
care what kind of math you use to build it.
The wings don't quite fit. The engine runs a little bit sometimes.
Again, if that was the airplane, I wouldn't care how you built it. I wouldn't go on it. Listen, it wouldn't matter though. I understand. I can see there is something. There is something profoundly wrong with saying that the truth doesn't matter.
Right.
Because of course the truth matters.
Yeah. And
that's so engraved and in all of us though that the truth matters, right?
Right.
Because we are not liars. None of us wants to be liars.
Let's
and
hope
run
not.
Around with half the truth.
Right.
But sometimes the arguments and the where the truth becomes the focus of everything and not what you're going to use the knowledge for. That's just to me, it seems very counterproductive.
It seems insane.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, if I go on to Twitter at this moment and I say the vaccines are fakes, they're not even vaccines, they're there to manipulate your DNA through their RNA system, they'll kick me off. If I go on there and tell a lie, which I say the vaccines are wonderful, you need this, everybody needs to have this, it's the only way to get back to quote normal unquote, then Twitter will love me. Well, the people that I follow won't love me because they're all like kind of they think a lot like I do.
Yes.
Anarchists, ANCAPs, anti-government type folk. So they'll all agree with that with my first statement there, but the second one they'll all unfollow me immediately. Oh, well, this guy's been sucked into the system. He's ruined now. Let's get rid of him.
But that's because knowledge has been, just like everything else, has been totally commercialized.
And corrupted to the...
Yes, that's what commercialized do. The one most corrupting force on this fucking planet
is
commercialized.
But I don't think you necessarily need to corrupt something in order to commercialize it.
No, but it happens.
Oh, yes, it does happen. It happens because... That's where they make their profits is by corrupting
it.
But it's not necessary. Yeah. I mean, you could make some kind of product. I don't know. You could start making dreidels.
Yes. And just all of it, right? The one thing that is the product that's being sold on all these media is your attention.
Right.
So it's your hours, your time spent being, you know, paying attention to something. That's what all this commercial business is selling and dealing.
Right, which is why so many of the ads...
You could completely destroy their market. We could destroy their market. And it would be so simple. It would simply mean that you log off.
Right,
outside.
But
or barefooted in the nature.
But how do we get everybody else to do that?
It doesn't matter.
Well,
because
the
minute you do it, they're going to not longer have control about you. See, and you'll be free, and you'll be doing something good, and you'll be free.
Well, you will, up to a point, you know, to a point where you have to interact with those others. And you will you do have to interact with those others at some level.
Yeah, I know.
Even me, that.
Oh.
That you know, I'm a hermit. I stay away from people as much as possible. But there still has to be some interaction with those sheep. I guess that's the common term to use for them, the zombies.
I don't ever use that word. I don't see humans as zombies or sheep.
Okay.
I see my fellow man and other humans as wonderful, creative, and inspiring beings. I'm in love with humans, Grimnir. I don't see sheep.
Okay.
I'm telling a way different story. I'm living a different
reality.
Yeah.
I'm
creating something different for my reality than that.
That's good, and that's how you. How your world is shaped is by what you create.
Yeah.
Your personal world.
The stories we tell creates what stories we're going
to
tell.
Or, you know, it doesn't have to be telling a story. It could just be the way you think.
That's kind of, that's the same, the stories we tell and the language that we tell it with, that's NLP. That becomes a big part of who you are. That programs you into how you think, the choices you make, what you pay attention to in life. That's all about the stories we tell and the language we tell it with.
Right.
So we have that control over our own lives. We all have that control. You just tell a different story, right?
Yeah. Like I say, you don't even have to tell it. You can just think it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just, yeah. Just bring it into being by believing and
yes.
thinking it and knowing that to be the right proper thing for you,
yeah,
and your existence.
Because it doesn't, you see, that's the whole point about the truth, right? It does not need you to defend it. It does not need you to fight for it. It doesn't matter to truth.
No, truth is what it is.
The truth happened. The truth is what happened. Nothing can ever change that.
I would hope not.
No. What we do, and that's what I'm just saying, what we do with it and how we live with it and what we use it to create and what we learn from it, right? That's to me, that's what matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the point of the topic was, if you tell a truth on a public, in a public arena anywhere, and it's not their truth, then there's going to be some problems for you. If you want to try and keep doing that. So anyway, that's
their world. They tainted the water because they built the pool, though, right?
Yeah, they built the pool, they put the water in it, and then they poisoned that water.
Yeah.
And they want, and they tell you, go take a dip in that pool.
Yeah. Don't pee in it, then it turns red.
Does it? Okay.
My dad always said about the pool.
Oh, he's just trying to keep you from peeing.
I know.
Oh boy. Anyway, that's gonna wrap it up for us here today.
Yeah, Beetle needs a, he's been dying for a...
something. I don't know what he's dying for. He wants a dot, dot, dot.
Don't die, Beetle! I'm fighting for him.
Yeah. So anyway, check out the rest of the shows here on RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just to look at the schedule over there. I was going to try and tell you what they were, but what's the point? You guys can look them up on your own. And
it's the RLM School of Life, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And check out the podcasts that are up on the website. We got tons and tons of podcasts from all kinds of shows. Shows that don't even exist anymore, but they're up there.
Shows that are being deleted on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
They don't like Hal.
You can't watch Hal on YouTube, but you can certainly get him on Real Liberty Media. yeah, those bastards. Anyway, we'll be back next Monday, same bat time, same bat channel. And don't try to eat that bat; you might get corona.
Don't eat it.
Don't eat the bat. Don't have no bat soup.
And if you caught a bat, let it go. Just let it go.
Yeah, let him go. Let him go.
Let him go. He didn't do anything.
Let him be free. That's
yeah.
right. So let me think. Anything else I got to say? Tomorrow's 4/20, so...
Yeah.
Happy...
My mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy 4/20, y'all. Smoke up, toke up. and it's also Dog 420, Doge 420. I forget the Dog coin, Dogecoin is doing a big thing for 420, and Dogecoin is huge right now, huge. So
huge.
Yeah. So yeah. See, Vinny, you're one of them. Okay. And watch out. Watch out for false flags. They love today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
For false flags, for big false flags. So just check out for those, or watch out, keep an eye out for those. Whenever you, if you hear any big news, be a little wary.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
and
it.
And walk, take off your shoes and socks if you got sunshine.
Just take off all take off all your clothes and go out there and roll in the dirt. Do some naked.
And call Grimnir if the cops arrest you as you do it. Just call Grimnir, he will fix it.
Do some naked gardening. All right. we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Peace.